So you can't talk about ethics. And let me just tell you, we're going to front load this with the high. Kevin referred to the 10,000 foot level. So our plane's up at the high level. You have to do that to address the topic of ethics. You'll notice when the nose of the plane takes a sharp dip and we start heading for the ground, because it's going to be a pretty short trip. But let's talk about the things that govern lawyers' conduct. So we know, first of all, there are things like the oath that we take when we're sworn into the bar. They have us study and recite the lawyer's creed. We know there are things like the disciplinary rules of conduct, the rules of disciplinary procedure, some local court rules. And so these things are all things that we have to be mindful of. Now, again, this is the 10,000-foot view, so don't worry about it if you're starting to think, oh, my goodness, I wonder how hot that door is. The oath of these are things that we have to keep in mind, because we have to know what our obligations are. What have we pledged to do? What have we committed ourselves to do? So here's the oath of the attorney. We pledge ourselves to support the constitutions of the United States and of this state, to honestly demean ourselves in the practice of law, to discharge our duties to our clients to the best of our ability, and to conduct ourselves with integrity and civility in dealing and communication with the court and all parties. That's what we ought to be doing. You're going to see some examples of what we actually do in a moment. But we also commit ourselves to abide by the lawyer's creed. We say, I'm a lawyer. I'm entrusted by the people of Texas to preserve and improve our legal system. I'm licensed by the Supreme Court of Texas. I must therefore abide by the Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct. How many of you have taken a look at those lately?